Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Students Jonathan Garcia and Alexa Zinbach says teenagers are more likely to listen to people their own age.
People who are being talked to understand it easier when it comes to someone their age. Because I think when people hear it from an adult, it's more of like a parental figure telling you something.
I think it's really important for schools to have kind of like a place where students can talk about drugs and alcohol like freely. It's kind of a topic that I feel like people are scared of. And that's also like where we don't have to like talk to our teachers about it. We can talk to each other about it. It just makes it a lot easier.
And peer pressure's always been a problem. Finola Cleveland, Delaney Lollum, and Haley Stoller say it's not easy going against the tide.
You get with your friends and you're hanging out, and they might all think that it's a cool idea to drink a bottle of alcohol or something or try some sort of drug that they have, and it's just like you get wrapped up into that because it's like, oh, I'm with my friends, it's fine.
There's kind of like a stigma around like being a teenager and being kind of against drugs and alcohol because it's made out to be like really cool. And I think that TAB, like, gives us a place to remember that it's not cool to do drugs and, like, drink underage because you're setting up a path for the rest of your life that's really dangerous.
What most youth hear about drugs and alcohol all come from health and wellness type classes where it's just one adult speaking at you and normally saying the same things over again. So I think hearing it from peers and other people your age is super impactful.
And I asked them if adults actually know how much kids are partying.
I think that they underestimate really what drinking and doing drugs means to kids. Sometimes it's really, there's deeper issues, whether their kids struggling with mental health or maybe they're like, you know, hanging out with the wrong group of people. I think that they definitely underestimate how much kids are drinking and doing drugs, but also why they're doing it.
Polly Pierce's mom is a recovering alcoholic, which puts even more pressure on her.
Like the drugs and the alcohol that teenagers my age use now is completely different from the stuff that my mom was using. And it's a lot more dangerous and it affects us a lot more. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that.
Amelia Decker thinks programs like this are actually helping kids.
A lot of people go to the meetings, which I think helps end that stigma around even joining like the club alone, which I think is a big motivator for a lot of people because it's not seen as like some like loser club or anything or like the goody two shoes club. But it's really like become a place where we can talk about the side effects of drug usage.
Lily Hobie thinks more and more kids are abusing alcohol and some adults aren't helping the situation.
I have countless friends who have parents who provide like quote safe spaces to drink or like throw parties for their kids so that they can ensure that it's safe, even though there is no such thing. I think a lot of kids, they're like, well, I hear that it's bad in school, but, you know, my parents say it's okay, so it doesn't really matter.
Pam Pierce is the executive director of Harmony Academy, Oregon's first recovery high school. She has a problem with parents who don't see the harm that they're doing by letting kids party.
My children, when you bring them into your basement and create a safe place for them, it's Russian roulette with their life. And truly, if a safe place existed, me as a person in recovery, I could go and drink and use there then. But if that were in fact the truth.
Veronica Carter, FM News 101.